an encyclical is a letter that's addressed to the bishops, but all the so-called faithful of the Catholic Church, in this case, 1.2 billion people. You could say more broadly, it's addressed to all Christians. And this particular letter coming from the Vatican, from Pope Francis, he says is addressed to all people on the planet because of the conditions of the environment. So an encyclical is a letter. It's a teaching document. It's not infallible, but it is a very important high-level teaching document intended for further education for all Catholics and Christians.
And what did the Pope say about the environment?
The Pope is making a very strong plea about the environment to say, we share this planet. He speaks of our common home. He speaks of a sense that we are people sharing the planet in these present generations, but also future generations. And so he's making an integrated plea to say we need to have care for creation, but we have to attend to the systemic causes of environmental degradation, and that is an economic system which is driving profit over people. And he's trying to create what he's speaking of as an integral ecology, saying that the care for the earth, for nature, for all of its systems has to be integrated with care for people and their well-being, especially the poor. So that's what an integral ecology is, as he's pointing out in this encyclical.
Did the Pope make any specific recommendations?
Well, the Pope begins the encyclical with a lot of very specific attention to environmental issues, such as water, pollution, biodiversity, loss of species, and climate change. He, in general, is analyzing these problems, saying they're systemic. We've got to look at them more holistically. We've got to bring different disciplines together to attend to them. The only specific policy, or one of the few specific policy points he makes, is he's not very much in favor of carbon trading, which is a scheme being used in Europe and in California for trading carbon credits. And he says, you know, frankly, this doesn't get at the deeper changes we need, which are changes of lifestyle, changes of ways of being human, changes of sharing on a much more profound level. So this is a call to moral change. It's not a call to technical fixes or even policy solutions. He's saying these are more deeper problems that we need to attend to. One way to say it is we have the science, the facts of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. We have the National Academy of Sciences around the world saying this is human-induced climate change with very difficult impacts now on people, on land, on rising seas. So we have science, we have policy that's been coming out of all kinds of universities, policy think tanks, and so on. We have even economic analysis. We have technological fixes, but he is suggesting we don't have a transformation of consciousness and conscience coming together, of putting the deep values of humans and culture into this equation. That's what's distinctive about this encyclical.
What would you say to those who question whether the Pope has the authority to weigh in on environmental issues?
Well, first of all, most people don't realize he does have a master's in chemistry, which is more than many of us. So he does have some scientific background, but he's also convened scientists from around the world for the last 2 years. He has had major meetings at the Vatican and taken into account these various reports from the IPCC and the National Academy of Sciences. So his authority is, as a person trained as a Jesuit, many, many years of theological and ethical training for sure, as a person who's lived with the poor, as a person who has worked in the world. He has his own sense of personal being. Of course, it's very compelling, a moral and compassionate presence. But what he is, the authority here is his moral authority as the leader of the largest religion on the planet, 2,000-year-old tradition. And it is the first time an encyclical has been done in the Catholic Church on the environment. And he is saying if the last 100 years of Catholic social teaching, of care for the poor, of workers' rights, and so on, since Rerum Novarum, the encyclical 1891 of Leo XIII, he's saying 100 years of social justice teaching needs to come together with a sense of the beauty, the wonder, the complexity of nature itself, because we can't have compassion for the human without a sense of really compassion for what's happening to the earth as well. So this new fusion of planetary responsibility and human concern is what's being called eco-justice, a care for the earth and a care for people as one whole unit.
And finally, what sort of precedent does this set for the Church?
Well, I think it's a watershed because it is the first time a major document of this nature is on the environment. There have been many letters from bishops around the world, from Asia, from Africa, from Latin America. Even the U.S. bishops did a major statement in 2001 on global warming. So the bishops have been making statements on the environment, but this brings it up to a very high level of authority. And it also highlights the work that many of us have been involved in religion and ecology, namely, what are religions doing on the ground to protect forests like the Buddhists in Thailand, to protect forests in the Amazon, like indigenous peoples have been doing, or native peoples in this country and in Canada to stop the pipelines and so on. So there's what we call engaged religious grassroots activism. There's leadership coming from many religious leaders around the world. There's educational institutions that the religions are going to enter into with this sense of environmental concern. The Jesuits have 260-some universities. They're going to take up this encyclical around the world. They've got 2,500 high schools. This is going to go into education in a major way, and it's going to have long-term impact because the religious voices on the environment have been working through these issues for several decades, and now the fire is really lit to make a change.